Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Making major structural changes to a home is tough enough, but what happens when you need it because of a disability? Delegate Patrick Hope of Arlington says one of his constituents was concerned because zoning boards were denying many of these requests.
So if someone needed to build a ramp on the front of their house to get in, they became disabled, or on the side of the house, or even someone that needed an expansion of their driveway, and in that case people would have to go get a variance.
But getting a variance can be a headache, especially if you need to go through a local board of zoning appeals. That's why Chip Dix with Virginia Association of Realtors says a lot of these cases should be handled administratively.
That's a process that could happen in a matter of days. And the price for that, the application fee, is much less than it would be if you had to file for a variance and go through a 4 to 6 month public hearing process.
Lawmakers are still debating when an application could be handled quickly and relatively painlessly versus when one would need to go through a Board of Zoning Appeals and have a public hearing. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.